Welcome. This is Kevin Tolley, founder of the Tolley Group. And today, we will be talking about testing that Tolley conducted of the Infoblox IP Address Management, IPAM, automation solution for VMware vCloud Director. The testing that we will be discussing today focused on IP address and DNS provisioning of VMware virtual machines. The full test and associated configurations are detailed in Tolley Report 212.124. Joining me in the discussion today are Arya Babirani and the project's lead engineer, John Tolley. First, let's ask John to give us a high-level summary of the testing and the results. Good morning, John.
Good morning. The test of the Infoblox IPAM automation solution was conducted in June 2012 and revolved around illustrating the interoperability of the solution's VAP provisioning and discovery in VMware environments and its associated cost savings. Tolley engineers tested one VAP with one external network. Each VM had one virtual NIC with a single IP address. Once configured, we measured the plugin's ability to leverage Infoblox DNS functionality to decrease the amount of time and effort required to accomplish common tasks, eliminate errors, and improve the total cost of ownership in VMware environments. VM provisioning. Tolley engineers evaluated how long it took the Infoblox IPAM to bring the VAP of 12 predefined VMs online versus doing the same process manually. In our best-case manual scenario, the entire process required more than 16 minutes. Much of the time was spent keying in the IPv4 addresses. However, with Infoblox automation, the same process required half the time at little more than 8 minutes. Beyond mere time calculations, an automated approach brings other important benefits. For example, using the VCO IPAM plugin, provisioning can be accomplished without having to interrupt the workflow to contact different IT teams responsible for DNS. Discovery. Once the VAP, in our case the 12 VMs, is deployed, it is necessary to collect essential information about each VM, such as its virtual cluster and virtual switch information. Without Infoblox, this process required 20 minutes of clicking through various components to gather the information for the test environment of only 12 VMs. This information would subsequently need to be documented and maintained manually. Using the automated vDiscovery capability of the Infoblox appliance, Tolley engineers initiated the discovery process and, 5 minutes later, had all relevant information available. The Infoblox appliance can discover all physical and virtual endpoints in a subnet. Detailed information for all virtual endpoints are gathered by VMware tools and stored centrally in the appliance. Users can get a virtual machine's detailed information, such as virtual host, switch, and cluster, all from the appliance. ESXi deployment. As virtual environments grow, additional physical servers are required to host the increased number of VMs. Infoblox provides functionality and file storage to assist in physical server deployment. With the introduction of stateless hypervisors, more and more organizations are using PXE to configure new virtual hosts automatically. The Infoblox grid provides a scalable, distributed environment to enable DHCP and boot file distribution for these environments. Using this automated approach, the setup of a new ESXi host was accomplished in just over 9 minutes, compared to the nearly 16 minutes installing manually, with far less user action required. Smart folders. The Infoblox appliance provides dynamic grouping of resources to enable easier monitoring and troubleshooting. Smart folders can be defined based on specific entries within the appliance. Tolley engineers tested by creating a smart folder based on the vorg, i.e. vCloud Director Virtual Organization, extensible attribute, i.e. the ability to associate specific information to an object such as what virtual data center a VM is associated with. This data is automatically populated by the IPAM plugin when the VM is created. When VMs are created using the IPAM plugin workflow, they appear in the smart folder automatically. Likewise, when VMs are deleted, they are dynamically removed from the smart folder. We're now joined by Arya Babirani from Infoblox for the Q&A portion. Tell me a little bit about the motivation behind developing the Infoblox vCenter Orchestrator IPAM plugin.
So we know, as you indicated earlier, a lot of companies are transitioning to the private cloud. We're seeing the usage of the private cloud really go up in the companies that we talk to. And the transition is leading to quite a bit more complexity. If you think about the hundreds or thousands of virtual machines that are spun up or shut down as part of private cloud provisioning, it's creating a pretty significant need for automation. Now, we know that server and storage provisioning is pretty well understood in the automation phase, but the networking piece is still somewhat missing. So that's why we created this this plugin, so that it would help automate a lot of the repeatable and possibly mundane or complex tasks in the IP address management portion of the network.
Thank you. What are the tangible benefits of the Infoblox IPAM plugin?
So in a nutshell, I think the IPAM plugin will save organizations time and money and really simplify their whole experience when it comes to provisioning their private clouds. It enables the organizations to make their clouds more scalable in a more efficient way, and ultimately I think it shortens their time to value. At the end of the day, when you think about private cloud, it has to be self-service and rapid response, and automation of the network layer really helps with that.
Okay, thanks. Now that raises another question. Is IPAM automation for vCloud Director unique to Infoblox?
Yeah, definitely. We've been the only vendor that has offered IPAM automation for vCloud Director. We've been working with VMware for over a year on this to achieve this high level of integration. And actually, VMware chose Infoblox's IPAM automation for vCloud Director to be one of the six partners that was selected to showcase at the hands-on lab at VMworld in San Francisco in 2012. Incidentally, we're doing that lab again in Barcelona in October. So we're kind of unique, and VMware has noticed that there's a strong need here, which is why they're partnering with us to showcase it to their customers.
Okay, great. Now, besides the VCO IPAM plugin, can you tell me about vDiscovery and smart folders? What are they, and what benefits do they provide?
Absolutely. So there's a couple cool features that we want to highlight here. The first one is this notion of vDiscovery, which is discovering all the virtual machines that are running on the VMware vCenter server or ESXi host. The whole notion is that you can monitor and track them. And for a networking person to be able to take a look into their virtual environment as well as their physical environment in one place from a networking perspective. It uses standard VMware APIs, so it doesn't require any additional software to be installed. So vDiscovery basically collects detailed information about each virtual machine, like it's the discovered name, the VLAN ID, and the virtual data center. So it makes it really easy to conduct an inventory of those VMs. And then once you've kind of discovered them, you could group them logically in this tool that we call Smart Folders. And it's just similar to your iTunes library. It basically enables you to automatically group these virtual machines by data center, by switchboard, by VLAN, or any other logical grouping that you want. And all of this is automatically populated into your IPAM solution. So it gives you a single view into your virtual environment, and then it helps you basically manage it from there.
For anyone interested in learning more about the Infoblox virtualization offerings, where should they go?
I urge them to go to the website www.infoblox.com/virtual to check out a whole bunch of different resources that we've put up, including demonstration videos of the IPAM plugin, as well as the vDiscovery and the smart folders that we talked about. There are technical documents and solution notes and white papers that they can take a look at. And actually, the download of the IPAM plugin itself is there. It's free, and if you have vCloud Director, I urge you to download it and try it out. So I think that's the best place to go.
Aria, thanks again for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks for those insights into the Infoblox IPAM automation for VMware vCloud report. As we close, I'd like to remind our listeners that the full details of the tests discussed today are found in TOLI Report number 212-124, which can be downloaded free of charge from the Tolly Group website at www.tolly.com or at www.infoblox.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and goodbye for now.